USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A bill by Senate Republicans to terminate the national emergency declaration for COVID-19's pandemic passed 48-47 on a party line vote. While the legislation has a slim chance of passing the Democrat-controlled House, and President Joe Biden has already threatened to veto the bill, the vote is yet another pushback of the administration's pandemic policies at a time when it is seeking billions of more dollars from Congress to keep them going for several more months. As the battle rages on in Ukraine and the Russians continue their march toward Kyiv, the numbers of refugees leaving the country continues to rise. Filippo Grandi, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
In just 7 days, 1 million people have fled Ukraine, uprooted by this senseless war.
50% of those refugees are staying in neighboring Poland. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The Supreme Court has given a new decision on the Boston bomber. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pryde.
The Boston bomber is back on death row. The Supreme Court on Friday reinstated the death penalty for 2013 Boston bomber Jahar Sanariv. The 6-3 decision reversed a federal appeals court ruling that had voided the death penalty in the case. Justice Thomas delivered the opinion of the court.
The Biden administration is considering once again extending the freeze on federal student loan payments and interest for roughly 40 million Americans before it expires at the beginning of May. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said the president is going to look at what we should do on student debt before the pause expires. Monthly payments and interest have been suspended on the vast majority of federal student loans since March of 2020 when Congress passed the CARES Act. The payment pause applies only to student loans that are held directly by the Education Department, which compromise the vast majority of the $1.7 trillion of outstanding student loan debt. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
In another mass shooting in Las Vegas, 7 people were shot, 1 fatally at a Las Vegas apartment complex, and 2 of the people suffered injuries described as critical. Police investigators at the scene near the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, are looking through surveillance video as they try to determine more about the circumstances of the shooting. The shooting is now less than a week after a shooting at a Las Vegas hookah bar killed 1 person and wounded 13 others. That shooting was described as an exchange of gunfire involving people at a private party. 2 Marines were able to eject and walk away alive when their fighter jet crashed on the family plantation of South Carolina's former governor. The FA-18D Hornet was on a routine flight over Buford, South Carolina. Marine Air Corps Station Buford said the crash site had smoke coming up from the aircraft and a brush fire. Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford said the jet crashed near where his late father is buried on Coosaw Plantation. Sanford's sister saw the jet engine catch fire and turn nose down toward the ground. Her brother John went searching for the plane and found the 2 Marines had ejected and were able to walk away on their own. According to MilitaryMachine.com, each F-18 Hornet cost more than $34 million and they cost over $6.5 million a year to operate. And it's official. New York City will lift mandates starting Monday requiring masks in public schools and proof of vaccination to dine in restaurants or enter entertainment, sports, or cultural venues. This is USA Radio News.